Moncrief on News Talk.
It's now in its 19th year. The festival that celebrates all things Father Ted, Ted Fest, returns to Inishmore this Thursday. And over that period of time, it's been worth millions to the local economy. But the initial idea for it was born, of all places, in Sri Lanka. Peter Phillips is co-founder. Afternoon, Peter.
Afternoon, Sean.
So bring us back to Sri Lanka. What were you doing there at the time?
God, I was, one irony at Ted Fest is, of course, I'm Welsh. And we set up a small charity in Wales after the ancient tsunami. And we were funding, not the big aid projects, we were taken on by S4C, the Welsh language TV station. And we funded an art therapy group on the east coast of Sri Lanka. And a year afterwards, we're down to about our last 20 grand, and they wanted to buy a bus to take their work further afield. Now, if we go away from this learning anything, Sean, don't ever try to buy a bus in Sri Lanka. It's a nightmare.
Good tip.
I went over to do the due diligence, and the civil war had kicked off because the main aid hadn't got into that sort of Tamil region. And I met an Irishman. I'd lived in Galway for a year, so I met an Irishman who had found a way of making beer cold using some sort of Navajo Mojave Desert clay digging technique. And we started talking, and I'd run a big Elvis festival over in Wales, and he was intrigued by that. And he said we had a mutual affection for Father Ted, and he said, why don't we do something like that for Father Ted, do a Father Ted festival. And I said, Fergal, if we get out of this civil war, I'll meet you for a pint in Nocton's and we'll talk this through. And 6 months later, we're sitting in Nocton's planning what became Ted Fest.
Now, controversially, it is on Inishmore, but tell us a bit about the dispute about what it was claimed by various islands, let's say.
Well, we wanted a craggy island, and Inishmore was chosen because Fergal and I have a mutual friend who's got a pub out on Inishmore, Fergal PJ O'Flaherty. So that's why we're on Inishmore. And a tabloid journalist stirred up a row. You see, Jerry Ryan latched onto it. God bless him. Ted Fest is down to Jerry Ryan. Well, I think we'd sold two tickets for the Father Ted event, and Jerry picked up on it from a bit in the Galway newspaper, and suddenly it's become this huge event. And a tabloid journalist stirred up a row, saying, "Oh, it shouldn't be on Inishmore; it should be on Inishshear, because Inishshear's got the credits for Father Ted are filmed as you go over Inishshear over the Plassey shipwreck." And it stirred it up. And I was just in a taxi in Dublin. I just mind my own business, and the guy said, "You have had these mad people out on the Aran Islands." And he threw me a paper, said, "Aran Islands at war." I got a text from a mate of mine who was on tour with his band in New Zealand saying, "You know, this is a 6 o'clock news story. It's civil war broken out on the Aran Islands." And I was back on the Jerry Ryan show trying to sort of play this down. I was getting a bit embarrassed about it. And I said, "I'll tell you what we'll do. The spirit of Father Ted, Ted Fest was coming up the following week. I said, we'll settle it at Ted Fest. We'll hold a five-a-side football match on the beach between Inishmore and Inishshear. And whoever wins that can have Ted Fest forever." And the next phone call I got was from Paddy Power. And they're saying, can we get behind that? And if we bring John Aldrich and Tony Cascarino out to manage the two teams, I'm thinking, Jesus, how far is this going? But because we were talking about it last week, and fun enough to another journalist. And he said, "You know, that must have been worth a few quid, that football match. It's like the championship game to go up to the Premiership." And he thought, well, you know, there's 300 people come to Ted Fest, and they spend a good few quid on food and drink and hotels and B&Bs out here. So they worked out it's probably brought in about €5 million onto Inishmore. And they said, it's the middle of winter. It'll be nothing happening here this weekend, but the busiest weekend of the year is like in the beginning of March.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, just to go back to the football match, though, Inishmore won 2-0, so they got to keep it. Was the match played in Inishmore? So it was effectively a home game for them.
You stir it up again. Yeah, we'll play the second leg. Every 20 years, we'll play the second leg. I think I think it was mooted at the time that it should be a two-leg affair. I said, they won it fair and square.
Yes, okay, all right. Well, it's best that sleeping dogs lie. What happens at Ted Fest? Is it like you have pointy-headed seminars about the subtext of various Father Ted episodes?
I wish I knew what happened at Ted Fest. After 19 years, I'm still not sure what happens at Ted Fest. Look, very poignant this year, because the Galway man I'm saying, Fergal McGrath, who passed away last year, which gave me the incentive to write that book, actually. And Fergal and I said right at the start, we don't want some cheesy TV convention, everybody sitting in a hotel discussing the intricacies of plots in you know, various episodes. And we said, no, it's all about Craggy Island. We said we want to create a Craggy Island. People can live the Craggy Island dream for 3 days. And I always say it's the people. You see, it takes a particular type of person that's going to fight their way out to the Aran Islands this time of year and spend 4 days dressed as a spider baby. Yeah. Now, if you put 300 of those people together, you create this alchemy. I always say it's like opening a portal to a lateral universe. And these people go, God knows where they go for the other 51 weeks of the year. That intrigues me. It just creates a special event. We're very proud of Ted Fest in its own peculiar way.
Yeah. So, but there are some sort of organized activities, or are there?
There is. We do. Ted's Got Talent. That's a wonder to behold. We still play the football match. The Craggy Cup is a five-a-side football match. And Joe Rooney comes out to referee it now, and he always makes it into a Blur versus Oasis match. It's just weird stuff. You see, if you ask me how I spent my time last night, it was signing off the rules to Human Buckaroo. I know what you're thinking.
Yes. I'm fearful of asking the next question, really.
Oh, it's wonderful. You got to, it's basically teams of three, two of them in a pantomime horse, and the third one is called the Piler of Shite. Yes. And it's putting like as a saddle on the pantomime horse with like those cheap hooks you get, plastic hooks. And they've got to pile all of the bits from Buckaroo sets onto this saddle. Then the horse has to go through like an obstacle course, and you lose points for all the bits that fall off. There you go. Welcome to my world, Sean.
Yeah, that actually sounds like fun. You do references in the book. Have you tried to recreate the episode with the milk float?
Well, I tell you what happened. And you see, Paddy Powers back in the first year bought the milk float. The actual milk float was down in Ardmore Studios. So they brought it out and said, if we put a bit of branding on it, we said, yeah, come on. So it became sort of iconic because it was knackered. The battery was broken and nobody knew how to charge it. So it was being pushed everywhere. And I'm back on the Jerry Ryan show now, which is the Monday after Ted Fest. And he's still going on about to bring it to the mainland. You can't keep it on an island. I'm saying, no, Jerry, that's the whole point is it's on an island. That's the thing. But I had Ken Robertson, who was Paddy Powers' PR guy in those days. He's out here. He's on the show with me. I said, you know, if Paddy Powers would sponsor it, we'll take their milk float. And for 40 days and 40 nights, we'll take Ted Fest to the mainland. There's another learning point. Don't go on the never go on the Jerry Ryan show when you'd had a drink. I got a call within about 5 minutes from a guy called Porrick the Ladies. He's a friend of mine now. He worked for Down Syndrome Ireland. And he said, were you serious about that? And I said, oh, I don't know, we could think about it. And we ended up pushing the milk float. I calculated it that you could push a milk float maybe 20 miles a day if you've got like a team of hefty guys pushing it. And if you started in Galway and went all the way up Mayo and Sligo and Donegal and Derry and Belfast down the east coast and down to Cork, it's 821 miles. And every day, Porrick put the team together. So a team would turn up with a big check for like 20 grand or something to push the milk float. And for 40 days and 40 nights, they closed O'Connell Street. By the time we got to Dublin, they closed O'Connell Street. It became a national event.
My word. And there's a hell of a lot more stories than that in there. Peter, thanks a million for talking to us, and best of luck with this weekend's Ted Fest.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. conversation that counts.